escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wasn't enough. Forget you. Get that too. I still be with ya. Ain't that some? Ain't that some? B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. High noon in the District of Columbia. Environs surrounding. I don't drive a Ferrari. Once a week, we come together in fellowship to get mad at stuff. You know what I'm mad at, B? I'm going to start. Bleep you. I got one.
Got it. Go for it.
Are you aware of these bugs, these moths, these like lantern flies or whatever the hell they're called?
Yeah, they've been around here, Jay. They've been here for a minute.
Yo, bleep them. Where'd they come from?
I don't know where they came from, but they've been around. You just seeing them?
Yo, I just had this talk with people on Instagram. They have been telling us since 2020 that these bugs are coming.
But they've been here all during football season already.
I haven't started noticing them until the last couple weeks.
They are everywhere.
First time I saw them.
I had one on my hood, and I was trying to get to 75, 80, and the dude was still hanging on the hood, dog.
It is it is on site with these things. Like, according to the scientists, you're supposed to kill them on site.
And yeah, but the thing about it is they tell you kill them on site. Do they emit any kind of little whatever that could hurt you?
Nope. They not harmful to him.
Do they really know?
They wreck plants. I know that much because my wife's trying to grow tomatoes and blueberries, and these little bleepers are all over the place, man. I'm killing them on sight, B. Bleep you. What are they called? Lantern moths?
Lantern flies.
Bleep you to the lantern flies and the horse you rode in on. So how'd they get here? Where are they from?
I don't know.
I think they're native to, like, Asia or something.
Man, the last couple things we've gotten from Asia haven't been all that great. So let's chill with the sending us stuff we don't want.
Yeah, you know about snakeheads in the water, right?
They're not sending them. Believe me, they probably jumped on the airplane, dog.
Yeah, somebody released snakeheads into the water.
I know the snakeheads thing. I mean, they're really bad for, like, the water life, right?
Them and blue catfish.
Man, bleep all these things. Invasive species, bleep you. I was going to start with Jupe. Looks like Jupe is gone. Let's start with Andy in D.C. Andy, who you mad at, dude?
I'm mad at the Washington Nationals.
Fire away.
I'm nearly blind. And so for the last couple of years, my wife and I have been getting season tickets, and we've used a radio lantern that the Nationals gave out to allow me to listen to the play-by-play calls.
Uh-huh.
Oh, cool.
This is the last year they're going to use it. Next year, you have to use your cell phone. Well, being visually impaired, I can't use my cell phone. And if my wife has to use a phone to go and buy food, does that mean that I have to wait until she comes back to find out what's going on?
Man, that's tough, dude. I am sorry. Do you not have your own cell phone?
I have my own cell phone, but then again, we have to find out whether I have to register my cell phone, but I can't use it because I'm visually impaired.
Can't your wife just get it set up for you? Can't your wife just get it set up for you and then you just listen?
I could, and, you know, it's just, as opposed to having a lanyard where I just click on, click off, you know, it with the radio attached to it, the little radio attached to it, it's just going to make my life a little bit more difficult and less enjoyable for the game.
I'm sorry. Well, I got another idea.
Yeah?
Can't you just, what if you just bring, like, a battery-powered radio and just listen to Charlie and Dave right here on 106.7 The Fan?
There you go.
That's what I'm going to probably end up doing.
Okay. Well, I am sorry, man. That sucks. I'm sorry about that.
Well, that's why I said to bleep you to them.
Yeah, right, dude. Man. Well done. Thank you, Scott. Right. Good luck, man.
Thank you.
All right. Our guy Jupe is back. Jupe, who you mad at, buddy?
What up, Jupe?
What's wrong with that phone, dog? What the
Jupe
hell
is
are
in
you?
A submarine. Jupe, you alive? Man, we got to get – Jupe's got to figure it out. Or he might be cruising for his first ever bleep you, B. I don't know, Jupe. Tighten up the
fly,
shit.
A lantern fly got him.
Might be a lantern fly. According to my guy Hop Vetchkin, he says I should get a salt gun for the spotted lantern flies. I don't even know what that is, but I'm kind of into it.
Does it shoot salt?
I guess, man.
I'm going to put one on my fishing rod.
A lantern fly? Yeah, fish be tearing bugs up.
Oh, so you're not killing them on sight, Jeff.
Well, when I was at my daughter's house, she has a fly swatter that's like a zapper.
Yeah,
I'm going to bring that with me.
Now you're talking. Let's get these things. Let's go to Vinny. Vinny, who you mad at?
My guys, what's going on?
What's up,
how
brother?
Y'all feeling today? Now, check it. I ain't really mad, but I do got to bleep you, right? So I got a good friend, you know what I'm saying? We've been hanging tough for a little while, and I went – you know, past this place yesterday to see him in a little bit of video game. And, you know, we got into it. You know, he was up a few times or whatnot. But at the end of the fourth quarter, by the fourth quarter, I was leading. So he goes down, drives. He gets about like, to the 30-yard line on my side of the field, throws the interception. I'm running down the field. And guess what this guy does?
Is a guy named Jeff?
Man, the guy's name is Jeff. Guess what he did?
What, did he turn off the game?
The game on.
Oh, Jeff.
That's so lame. No, that is so lame, dude.
Hey, Vinny.
That is so lame.
Hold on.
My boy Tripp used to be.
Let's tell the truth.
I got credentials to prove and make sure, you know, everything is on up and up. I even had two other people that was there to witness it.
Now, let's tell the truth, Vinny. So Vinny, he was
sending his stuff so Landfield could post all his stuff online. Look,
Jeff is a sore loser.
No, I'm not a sore loser.
I said, Jeff, send me B-Mitch credentials so I can go ahead and send him this information so I can have some proof and he can go ahead and put it out on the web for me.
No. Now, let's tell the truth here. I gave him that he was winning. But in the midst of the game, this man pauses the game. He pauses the game. He go start bringing his camera out. He gives the camera to one of my friends to start recording. I look at you like you little disloyal puck. You going to start recording.
Why is he disloyal? Because you tell us how great you are. You get that ass kicked and now you want to turn off the game?
You not about to clown me on camera. Ask him what happened next.
He gave you my score, right? He gave everybody
yes,
my score.
I didn't record it.
What? That's your
it
fault.
Hey,
Vinny, what happened after that? What happened after that, Vinny?
I mean, you got a 14-7 win.
You got a 14-7 win.
All right. Thank you, Vinny. Bleep Jeff. He quits
bleep
at the
Jeff
game.
Quitting.
Can I get my bleep you in?
Fire away.
Bleep you, JP.
bleep what you B Mitch, bleep you to a fat poet on Twitter. When I said I was freaking out 2 weeks ago about this Terry conversation, everybody was like, this is why I don't do this, because fans like Jeff this, da, da, da. But the minute Terry comes out and starts saying stuff, everybody's like panicking now. Oh, my gosh, we got to get this done.
Stop. Da, da, da. I'm not panicking.
No. What I'm saying was everyone now, well, B, I always tell you, bro, you look at the game, you would never understand how we look at the game.
But maybe you should start looking at it like I look at it. Scope. Stop following other people and follow the people that know how to not hurt themselves.
This is not following other people. When I said there was where there's smoke, there is fire. When I said that, y'all said I was overreacting.
You're still overreacting.
I'm not. I'm just like, yo, it's not.
He's not running routes for the Cowboys, so you overreacting.
Oh, yeah. I mean, no, I'm just saying it's not all good as we're thinking.
It is good right now because this is negotiations.
Yeah, but it's not as sweet as we think it is.
I never thought it was sweet.
And now everyone is in the same way.
Everybody except B. Mitch.
Well, yeah, B.
I don't think I'm where Jeff is.
No, you're not. Jeff, you know, no. Everything look, Jeff has to deal always with, he puts everybody where he needs them to be so he can look like he's right.
No, I'm not putting nobody nowhere. If you go
you
look at the fan base.
Me?
If you go look at the fan base right now. Yo,
you
like
just
I said
bleep
but,
me.
Bro, but
and
y'all,
I'm still the same person
yeah,
I was last week.
You was calling me. You was saying I was. You know, after. I can't say that. But look.
Always
what I'm saying is, what I'm saying is, y'all look at it. Y'all see it different. Y'all now where y'all are directly in it. But as the fan base, nobody knows what's going on. But we know from the horse's mouth that he is not happy. We heard, bro, in that room, you can feel the energy there.
Yeah.
You can feel that.
It has definitely changed. It has definitely gone up a notch, maybe two or three. I will give you that, dude.
But I still think.
And I'm still nervous.
I still think you overreact.
I got a good
how,
one.
How, though?
Jeff, I don't care what it is you overreact. Either you overreact in a positive or negative manner. You
hey, that's why they call it, I gotta do too much, B. That's me.
See? There we go.
Remember when Jeff thought
what you
Cam
are,
Sims was gonna have five touchdowns?
Yeah. I was wrong for that. I was wrong for that. I know. I'm sorry.
I got
I think,
a good
I think
one
you
via,
still try to get the five.
I got a good one via text.
What's that?
This is from Chris Kerwin, venerable sports photographer for NBC4. He said, bleep you to the people making the Bruce Smith comparison. In 2000, Smith and Sanders were on the Redskins defense. This is not that. Bleep that. I don't think the Bruce Smith thing holds any water. All right, let's do this. Charlie is in College Park. What up, Charlie? Who you mad at?
Gentlemen, good afternoon.
What's up, Charlie?
Nice to talk to you after so long. I want to bleep the whole NFL pro sports business and Terry McLaurin and everybody else in it. I'm tired of it. I'm bored. I'm actually bored with it. I actually turned you guys off. I turned Kevin off. I turned Chris off. I can't hear it anymore.
You can't hear what? What you can't hear, though, Charlie?
Wait a minute. Listen. I know what's going to happen. I'm on Terry's side. They ought to pay him. I saw him talk yesterday. I thought he was reserved. I thought he made his point without being nasty. That part is interesting. They ought to pay him right now. I'm on his side. But I get tired of hearing about it, and I realize it's good radio. I understand it's sports business.
But what do you want to hear about? I need to have a conversation with you. You turn on a radio station to hear sports news, and when they give you sports news, you're tired of hearing it. I would tell you, you need to pick up, go listen to politics or something.
If you
listening for sports news, we're going to give you sports news.
Oh, I understand that. That's why I said, it's just the same thing over and over. I know what's going to happen, and it's ugly. I understand that's the way things are now. I do understand that. I understand it's business. I understand the team's got to protect itself, and Terry's got to protect himself. That's the way it is now. I know that. But I just get tired of hearing it over and over again.
But that's
again.
What I'm saying. So, in other words, you're saying we're not supposed to talk about it? Because you're tired of hearing it, and the rest of the people want to hear it. You got to pick up another hobby then, dog.
No, I got hobbies, dog. My number one is sports. I live it. But
you live sports, but when people talk about sports, you don't want to hear it.
No, it's no, Brian. Only because it's over and over and over
because
again.
Until it gets done, that's what people want to know.
You got to put it on. You know, they're like Von Miller saying, that's great news. All that, anything with the Commanders now is hot. I understand that. Get it done.
All right. Thank you, Charlie.
Sure, man.
Okay. You know what I love
you
is when what, people Jeff, tell us what to talk
Jeff,
about
on the radio. You got some of that stuff. Man, I maybe have to go to Spoken and meet some stuff. Some of these people kill me, dog. I mean, what the?
I got you, beat.
I almost cursed just now. Listen, I hate when anyone, and listen, I like Charlie. I've been talking to Charlie for years. You call a sports station and tell people you're tired of hearing about sports.
Especially.
That's some weird-ish to me, bro.
Dude, I think especially Terry just spoke for the first time in 6 months. Like, that is news. That is newsworthy.
You know what? I'd call, if I were to call, like, a political station and say, I don't want to hear nothing else about no damn politics. What you think they might do? They might come put me in a damn straitjacket.
Right.
What the
you
hell?
Watch CNN all day and say, gosh, I hate cable news. So stop
Man,
watching.
I had started trying to, like, calm down a little bit. Hell, I'm going back to the old honorary B. Mitch.
I didn't know you would try to calm down.
I have been. You know, I've been chilling. I normally just dismiss people and just keep moving and just laughing and smiling. Now I can't do it no more. I'm going back to what I always was.
Bleep You Thursday got be hot.
Yeah.
G is in Landover Hills. G, who you mad at?
What up, man? Bleep the front office, man. Sign that man. Pay that man. If
pay
not,
that
my
man,
Eagles might pick
money.
Him up.
That's fair, G. That is fair. Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate you. Let's go. We'll try again. We're going to try again, Brian. Joop, are you there?
Bleep Joop's phone.
Yes. Now I'm out down his back row. I kept hitting dead pockets. Hey, but look, I'm speaking up for all the people in the chat. God bleep Charlie on that one, man. You can't be calling in talking about I'm tired of hearing about sports talk. But you still listen to sports talk. You really got to think about what you're going to say before you call in and say it. I ain't forget, y'all burnt my tail up when I called in about bleep cold toilet seats. I ain't never forget that. So I write it down, reread it, make sure it's good before I call in and get burnt up. But also, too, I got to bleep the Terry haters and all these sidewalk GMs. Because that's where they belong, on the sidewalk, talking about Terry don't want to be here, he can walk or whatever, all the money and stuff, all that good stuff. Like, bleep them people, man. Like, Terry needs to be here. He needs a retired commander. He's put up, he's shown up. He's not a diva. He put up stats. He put up numbers. Like, he needs to be here. He's the optimal commander. He needs to be here. That's all I got for y'all.
There you go, man.
I got to say, Joop, I love the term sidewalk GM.
Yep.
I never heard that. You might hear me borrow that.
We got some cesspool GMs, too. And some cesspool comments.
Yeah, man. Consider this attribution for sidewalk GM to Joop. I think I'm gonna be using that.
Hey, Landfill, can we get AI to make a picture of sidewalk GM? There we go.
Landfill loves ChatGPT photos.
It. Yeah, I'm telling you, he put something out on me again. I'm going to fight him.
I almost don't want to ask this question, but we have a moment, so I'm going to. I saw a bunch of people in the chat saying RG3 needs a bleep you. What is the latest with RG3? Why is everybody mad at him now? He said something about Angel Reese or something?
He is trying to make a whole new what's the word I'm looking for here?
Controversy?
No, not controversy. He tried to make a new career on just talking about Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark don't even talk about each other as much as he say that they talk about each other.
I blocked the words RG3.
Do you
on my
like
Twitter.
Like I didn't like the people that I competed against, and I hated most of them that competed on teams I didn't like. But Angel and I think Angel and Caitlin are dealing with what society is doing to them. They compete on the court. They are cordial with each other until they get in a physical competition and they may bump each other and go at each other. I had cousins that I played against in football that during the game, you would have thought we were enemies. And I was going after them, trying to get everything. And I knew all kind of stuff to say to them because we were cousins. But we went at it. That don't mean I hate you. I hate you in the rim of the game. But once the game is over, I don't hate you. But this fool feels like he can keep utilizing this stuff. And then he's mad now because when he said something to Angel, Angel fans went after him and his family. Okay? And now he is mad, so he can't let it go. Dude, he acts just like a lady, man. He's gossiping like hell. He's a gossiper. Drop a set, dog, and act like a man. Back out all that crap. One thing about it, women shouldn't be interfering with men when they got some problem going on, and man should damn sure not step into a woman's situation. Back up.
Yeah, my thoughts, you remember when Kurt Rambis clotheslined Kevin McHale? Like, athletes go at it, man. I don't know enough. I don't care. I know Shaq said he wants to punch Robert in the face. I think Shaq said that on his podcast. You imagine Shaq really laying somebody out? That's a big fella, man.
Bruh, Shaq could kill somebody as big as he is, dog. I'm not going to lie. There's not been – like, I see George Mirosan. George is tall, you know. When you see Shaq, you go, God, that's a big old dude, man. Yeah, you know, he's just huge, bro. He don't look normal.
Another rousing edition of Bleep You Thursday in the books. Thanks to all those that called and texted and tweeted. Appreciate you. Let's circle back to Terry here, B. There is a ton of positive momentum for the Commanders. Could this contract situation cause enough trouble to kill off all the positive momentum? We're examining next. B. Mitchell Finley. Cornell Davis. And
escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The YouTube chat said, I'm sorry, Coach Vinny said Jeff was getting that BTA and cut the game off. I like that. Yeah. I like BTA as a term. I know what it means.
Dealt.
Correct.
Yeah.
All right, B. I will preface this by consider the source here. I'm going to do a little reading now from a website called Inside the Eagles. Headline. It sounds like an Eagles rival is walking into a training camp nightmare.
What was that?
6 months ago, the Philadelphia Eagles rivalry with the Washington Commanders seemed to be the most important battle in football. The two teams faced off in the NFC Championship game, with the Eagles' juggernaut squad besting Jaden Daniels and the Commanders. The arrow seemed to be pointed straight up for Washington. Now, one contract dispute could destroy their momentum before training camp even starts. Terry McLaurin news is perfect for Eagle fans. Contract negotiations in the NFL are more public now than they ever have been. Now Terry McLaurin has joined the list. McLaurin is entering the final year of his current deal. I'm skipping ahead here. Now that McLaurin is talking about sitting out, things could get ugly for the Commanders. Entering training camp, they should be one of the more exciting teams in the NFL coming off their playoff run. Instead, all of the attention will be on a contract dispute that could have been resolved months ago. I'm not going to continue to read this because it's extremely slanted.
Who wrote it? Somebody from Philly?
Michael Haney for Inside the Eagles.
Yeah. I almost said something, boy. Today I'm glad I can back up stuff. I can just backpedal now instead of saying.
Let me ask you though, B, and I'll ask the boys in the aquarium this too.
Yeah.
How much of an impact will this contract dispute have if it leaks into next week and beyond?
I don't know. I don't know how much of an impact it'll have. I think we have momentum going, and I think for the offense, it would be best to have him here than not have him. But I believe that you have guys around now who understands, like, we can't handle that stuff. So we got to all get ready to play and go out and do what we can do. You know what I'm saying? I think if in previous years, it would completely destroy some teams because, you know, everybody worried about everything. They claim they don't talk about nothing. They don't worry about nothing, but they will always worry about everything. But I think the brain trust of this team now, I'm not talking about the front office. I'm talking about the coaching and these players. They will have to go. They'll go out there and handle their business. And look, it may not look as good without him than it does with him, but I think they can do well enough to keep things afloat till he rolls in.
Yeah, I think if we get – the other thing that I think we should consider here, Terry hasn't said whether he would or would not come to training camp, right? I think we should prepare. I don't know that this will happen, but I think a hold in becomes increasingly possible.
Like showing up now, and going through everything.
Showing up and not working out. Showing up and not practicing. You're at the meetings, you hang with your teammates. Now a hold in can be very distracting.
Yeah.
But it also could just be Terry's, like, I've seen this before where guys are there, but they don't practice. They kind of just stand with the position group, go through, you know, they might even stretch.
Yeah.
I've seen that before, and I think it all depends how you handle it. If you remember, I think it was last year, Matthew Judon wanted a new deal with the Patriots, and he was sitting on the sideline banging on trash cans. Like, he was trying to make a distraction. Pat sent him home. I think he got traded to the Falcons within the next day or two.
Yeah.
I don't see this going that way.
I'm with you.
But I do think a hold-in is possible. And I think people will ask, well, he held out of minicamp. Why would he hold in here? Why would he show up for camp instead of just holding out like he did for minicamp? One, minicamp is a finite number of days. It's 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
It's also in June. So you're sending
no real
a message.
Football happening.
Right, you're sending a message to try to get something done before camp, right?
Yep.
Camp's a different beast.
Camp is
when football actually starts. And I think it's important to point out the new CBA, the fines that players accrue, these guys are making tens of millions of dollars, but the fines aren't
nothing. It hurts. It still hurts.
And they've made it a lot harder contractually to wipe the fines once a player does report.
True.
So
I think the thing of it is this, Jay. I know people like to make these comments, oh, you got to be there with your team. Let's be real. Most guys understand what the mini camps and OTAs are about. It's catching up to people that are behind, trying to get them up to speed. Terry's up to speed. But then when training camp rolls around, it's not getting people up to speed. It's about getting the right people to get you ready to win football games. So as much as a lot of these fans who lose their mind, a lot of radio hosts who lose their damn mind, somebody not at a mini camp, it's not very important. Okay? But training camp is vitally important. That's why guys do the hold-ins instead of not being there. You know, and also, you're getting fined. Big money.
Right.
Yeah. That'll make me show up.
I think I don't know what's going to happen. I think Zach Ertz said it well. I talked to Austin Eckler a couple weeks ago. He said it well. He's like, man, one thing you learn in this league is you don't comment on other people's business. They got to take care of their business. True. But I do
love
think,
Austin, man. There we go.
Ertz said the same thing, right?
I love Ertz. Because, like, we in radio, we comment on everybody, everything. And every fan comments on everything. Most fans comment on stuff and say what they would do and wouldn't do. They totally would not be. They don't do it right now in their own lives. You know, so the thing comes down to, this dude has to be comfortable with whether he makes a positive decision or a negative decision. He has to be comfortable, him and his family.
Yeah. Does it seem a little – it seems like Eagles people are obsessed with the Burgundy and gold.
If you are talking about everything happening with another team, they have creeped into your whole mindset. That's all that is. You know – you know, if I walk up to you and I start talking about something that I claim I don't care about, I keep telling you about, man, this dude doing this, he's doing this, then you would think something wrong with me, right?
Yeah.
But we already know something wrong with them.
They're a little obsessed.
Yeah.
But
you know what? As long as it's happening, like it. Because you know, you're worrying them. You're bothering them.
The McLaurin situation will derail the Commander season? No, I do not.
Nope.
Do I think it will be an unfortunate, you know, maybe to the action or maybe just something that is kind of annoying that players have to deal with? Yeah. So camp opens next week. DQ will probably have a press conference, and then DQ talks every day at training camp. Usually does it first thing in the morning.
First question asked.
I know DQ's going to get real bored real quick of talking about this.
Uh-huh.
Don't you think so?
I would say, listen, man, I coach the team. Y'all want to find out about this negotiation? Talk to Adam. That's the last thing I'll say. Because at this point, I just told you I'm not answering that question because I don't negotiate. I will talk to Adam. You have to talk to Adam because that's who I have to talk to find out stuff. And I can't tell you about
it. That's
what he's not here.
That's what he's going to say. The only question I'd have for DQ that is relative to him is, have you talked to Terry? Have you reached out to Terry?
And if I tell you I talked to him one day, don't ask me this tomorrow. I'm just saying real, you know?
Yeah. I think that's fair. But I think I don't think you have to just, hey, have you talked to Terry? Have you reached out to him?
Yes.
That to me is fair.
Because I'm not telling you. Saying
then that's an answer of its own, you know. That'll be my one question for DQ regarding Terry, understanding he's not the one doing the negotiation. And if you're Dan Quinn, you want Terry there, period. Mm-hmm. Like, coaches aren't in charge of playing out the salary cap 2 years from now. Coaches are in charge of winning games.
100.
So Does DQ want Terry McLaurin back? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Landfill, you're a nuanced fella. How much of a distraction do you think this Terry thing will be for the rest of the team?
You know, I don't think that the contract negotiations are actually that much of a distraction to the other guys. I think they kind of just go out there and go about their business. Now, if he starts missing actual game time, not just training camp, then, you know, potentially that could be an issue. But I think if it's just training camp, or if he shows up and gets, you know, weighed in and works out, but then, you know, has a mysterious toe injury and can't practice, I don't really think that's going to be much of a distraction for the other, you know, 89 guys out there trying to make the team.
Well said. I mean, we probably know about 45 of the guys that are going to make the team. There's 90 guys out there. Mm-hmm. So that means the other 45 are fighting for their lives to make an NFL roster or do enough to be a practice squad guy. If those dudes are for one moment thinking about Terry and not focused on what they're doing, they've already lost. They're already cut.
There's a certain group of people that you ask them, hey, you've been thinking about this? You say, man, I'm trying to make it. I'm trying to stay here day by day. I'm not worried about nobody else. Then there are people who are there are people who are solidified in their position, and they think about that stuff. But they're more veteran guys too. But the young dudes, ain't no damn way they're worried about. They're worried about trying to make a team. Or they better be worried about trying
I remain cautiously optimistic on this thing. You'd like it to be done. Certainly when you get into August, if we get to B. Mitch's birthday in mid-August, that's Monday Night Football against the Bengals. That's the preseason game where
everybody signed on August 18th. Be my birthday present. Y'all all be all.
I mean, you got married the same day you did.
All of y'all been to pull y'all hair out by then.
It's a good thing Jeff's bald, because if Terry's not signed by the middle of August, he'd be in big trouble.
Jeff would
start losing his back hair.
I would be like, look, Jeff, get out of my face. Stop talking to me. He would run me crazy. Every time I see his number on my phone, I wouldn't answer. It'd be just like that day they were trying to call me to tell me good night, and I would not answer.
You know me, B. Just put it on do not disturb. You don't have to worry about nothing.
Nah, do not disturb just mean call right back.
Exactly.
See, when you just don't answer, it don't answer, then they don't call. But you do not disturb. When your phone goes straight to voicemail, that means, oh, call him right back. See, everybody know your little how you play that, JP.
There are two people I answer the phone all the time.
Who?
And I don't know what this says about me, but it's my wife and Brian Mitchell.
Because if I call back, that means, damn it, I'm calling you for something. And if you don't, when I see you, you're going to regret it.
Jeff needs to chill with the phallic fruit. That's all I can say. Or maybe vegetable. Are those cucumbers, Jeff? What in the hell?
Yo, those are the biggest cucumbers I've ever
seen. That was a cucumber? I thought that was like a squash.
Bro, his name is John. He works in sales. I forgot his last name. I forgot what it is.
They might be adding stuff to those damn cucumbers.
Jeff out here eating steroid cucumbers. I don't know what you're doing with them, but I don't want to know, Jeff. 1 o'clock, Warren Sharp. Warren Sharp has his 2025 NFL season preview book out now. He's going to join the show. We're talking Commanders. Nobody go anywhere.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Matt Fitzpatrick. Oh, I said Ryan Fitzpatrick. Well, Matt Fitzpatrick is leading. But I'm saying Scheffler right there should be a problem for a lot of people. They are this weather, as long as the weather's good, they're going to light this course up. If it starts to rain, the wind starts to blow, you're going to have problems. I play golf in Scotland, and it's very much the weather is very similar to Ireland. One thing about that place, you could have it like it is right now, calm. And in a matter of a hole, you can have all hell break loose, like the weather was here. Now, the question I've been asking myself ever since the guy yesterday, we were talking to him from Keswick Hall Golf Course, mentioned, there's no lightning over there. Why not? I mean, they have different weather just like we do. They have mountains just like we do. They have cold. So why they don't have lightning and we do? That's a problem to me. Because last night, I'm telling you, dude, y'all know I don't like lightning. I don't deal with it. And everybody say, oh, man, you shouldn't be. Bro, the way it was flashing last night, normally you see a strike. It was like coming in different areas. Like, I got out the car to walk to the house. I see lightning over in front of the car, by the door. I'm like, what the hell is going on here? And then I left my key. So now I'm standing at the front door, like, because I took my car in for service and I left the key on my car. I'm at the front door, I'm knocking on the door, and I guess the weather was so crazy, my daughter thought it was thundering outside, so she didn't even come to the door for a long time. But it was a little crazy. But I want to know why the hell they don't have lightning over in Ireland and Scotland. Can you tell me, Landfill? You were finna talk to me.
I think it's had something to do with heat. Like, it's not very hot over there.
So it has to be hot to have lightning?
I'm not sure. I'm just gonna go ahead and say it does.
When cold and warm hits, hot, that's when you get thunderstorms.
Right.
You can't tell me that
they don't, their weather is rather cold.
Yeah.
Okay? And if you got a 20-degree weather and it finally hits 60 or 70, they have that, it should be something. But that stuff last night was a little treacherous, dog.
So I Googled, apparently it's when warm air meets cold air, but I think it's just cold up there. Like they have, it's like a national crisis when it gets to 75 degrees over there.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I went there and I liked it, but I actually, it was raining a lot. I didn't see any lightning.
It does rain a lot.
But when the guy said it, it kind of shocked me. And then that, we had a, it was a show last night, dog. It wasn't just lightning. It was a damn show. And it was scary. Y'all know I was driving, and when that thing hits, I'm jumping, dog. I'm terrified of lightning. And you can't fight lightning.
I was driving a few days ago, and we had those, those kind of flash floods. You know, the entire road, it was flat, and the road just flooded within 30 seconds. It was remarkable.
Did you drive through it? Turn around, don't drown.
No, I pulled into a parking lot and just waited for
couple
minutes.
Jeff,
I'm not gonna lie.
You drove through it.
No, I'm one of them people that's like, yo, I have a Jeep. My Jeep is a trail Jeep. It's made for this. I drive right through it.
Okay. You know what that Jeep can do? Float too. That water moving fast enough, that Jeep could come right off the road.
Oh no, nah. If it,
then I gotta tell people about four-wheel drive. You know what happened with four-wheel drive when you get on some ice? It slides just like the other cars. So be careful, man.
Allegedly. It's like, no.
Turn around, bro. Don't drown. All right. Got to give away these Nelly tickets. All right, right now, I want you to be calling number 10 to 800-636-1067 to win a pair of tickets to the Where the Party At tour featuring Nelly, the St. Lunatics, Ja Rule, Eve, and Chingy. All right, Wednesday, July 23rd at Jiffy Lube Live. July 23rd, that's one of my friends' birthday. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events. So call number 10 right now, 800-636-1067. You win a pair of tickets to see Where the Party At tour. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. When we get back, as JP mentioned, Warren Sharp did some talk about the Commanders, and we're going to listen to that. And we're going to finish up the show. We get to hear it here for a little bit later on. Rookies are going to be going to camp tomorrow. Hey, that everyone's been asking for football. It's here, people. I get a chance to talk to my little man JL today, Jalen Lane. I'll go holler at him and see what's going to happen tomorrow. So be with Chip Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We'll be right back.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.